The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, so we're going to, I suppose we've been flip-flopping back between looking back over what has happened to us and looking forward. So we're going to look forward again now. And I think a lot of people got very excited during the week as the talk of foreign holidays maybe coming back on the agenda later in the summer. Even Simon Coveney saying there was good news on the horizon about international travel. Paul O'Connell, a travel editor of the Irish Independent, joins us now. Paul, we've been up and down with you here over the last year, but like a sniff of it was all it took this week for people to start getting very excited, wasn't it?
I think so. That's the first positive kind of wordings that we've heard in just yonks. I was looking wistfully at the togs in the hot press and wondering would they still fit myself. How were you feeling about it?
Oh, you know, obviously the is it the amygdala, the emotional part of the brain was like getting quite excited and everything. But, you know, we want to be realistic about things as well. Like, do you think is there cause for hope here, or do we need to stay calm a while now?
Yeah, look, it's a little bit of both. It's great to see travel being spoken about in the way we used to speak about travel. And that's the first thing to note, I suppose. We've been, travel has been absolutely sort of vilified, and the country has been locking down, and for, you know, for good reasons, for several months now. And it's just so refreshing to hear at the top level people talking about the prospect of things opening up. Now, although people were mentioning summer, it's very unlikely for several reasons that we could be jetting off on summer holidays overseas this year. But it's definitely possible that you could start to see a trickle back in late summer or autumn, and I'd expect that to be among people who are fully vaccinated, who may not have kids going to school, who may not have health concerns, who are happy enough to be part of a first wave. The thing, Brendan, we need to know is this is all just talk, and we've had mixed messages, and we've been on this roller coaster for ages. So what needs to happen in the next couple of weeks, not least for our beleaguered tourism and aviation industries, is we need to see a plan that if travel is going to reopen, it doesn't need to be tied to dates. It just we need an indication of if vaccination progress gets to this place, if variants are contained in this manner, then how are we going to open? How are all of these rules and fines and restrictions and quarantine hotels going to be stood down? And how are we going to get that digital green certificate into our phone? And are we going to be looking at the travel light system again once we start flying or not? And that's kind of the next wave of conversations we need to have.
Yeah, of course, it doesn't help. Again, England is there and we see it's that fever pitch in the UK now. They're all looking to take off on holidays in May, and they seem to be developing travel corridors and everything. And it's looking fairly realistic there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And not for the first time we're looking over the water at what, you know, it almost feels like you're looking into the future over there, looking at the UK. May the 17th is a key date because that's when theoretically overseas holidays, now all going well, we have to say there's the health warning over this whole conversation, but all going well, people in the UK would be allowed to take holidays overseas from then. And there does seem to be momentum towards having some kind of pass, not just to show that you're vaccinated, but to show that you would have a negative test result or you would have antibodies by that time. The question is, where would people in the UK be allowed to go and then to return from without having to check into a quarantine hotel or without having to stay home for 14 days? What they're going to publish in the coming days and weeks is a green list. Now, the minute I say green list, you probably roll your eyes and sigh, because we've had our own experience with green lists and traffic lights and all the rest of it over the past couple of months. But that would be a list of countries where the vaccination is firing ahead, where the incidence is relatively low, and where the UK government deems it, you know, safe enough to say, OK, you can head off here for a week and you can come back and you may need to show a negative test, but you don't need to quarantine. And if that works, and if those green countries stay green, which is critical because we've seen places open up and then shut down again so many times, then you could all of a sudden be looking at a template for how Ireland and our own holidays could reopen. And I just need to say really quick, remember that travel is not just about holidays. It's about Ireland's connectivity, and it's about so many people who are desperate to see their family and their friends, either living overseas or living in Ireland. So it's not just about breaking out those togs and heading off for a much needed break, you know.
Stop now, you're making me feel all frivolous now for talking about holidays. But listen, to be frivolous for a minute, you put together this week your own kind of your own version of the ill-fated Super League, and this one will no doubt be ill-fated as well. But anyway, you've put together a list of places that we might realistically be going, and taking all your caveats, it'll be August at least, possibly the autumn. So what kind of places might be realistic for us to think of going?
Yeah, in the grand tradition of Super Leagues, this will probably be, hold under the waterline in the space of a week. But I think looking at what's happening, looking at what the UK are thinking of, and looking at the southern European destinations that are absolutely desperate to reopen, Greece and the Greek islands are up at the head of the pack. They're going to reopen their borders from May the 14th. And they've interestingly been vaccinating islands in their totality with small populations because their tourism destinations, they're self-contained. That's a vaccination program they're calling Freedom. And they hope by the end of the month, 69 islands will be COVID-free so that people can start to return to travel there. If you go to Greece, you'll be able to go if you're vaccinated, if you can show you have a negative test result, or if you have antibodies. And that's kind of the model that people are looking at now, rather than saying just if you're vaccinated. So another option looking good is Malta. Malta is direct flights from Ireland. They're racing ahead with their vaccinations. Over 60% of people there now have at least a first dose. And they have a small population, so they could get it done quicker than most. A destination that we're familiar with. And get this, they have a stimulus scheme coming on board where they're going to pay hotel guests €200 to check in. So not only would you have to, would you be sitting in the sun, but you'd have a €200 tab behind the bar at the participating hotels. So I think Malta could look good.
Sweet. You don't have to take pictures of your receipts and claim it back on tax in 2023 or anything. Straight 200 into your ass pocket. Listen, you're also suggesting that the UK, that it makes sense that at some point, the way Australia and New Zealand have, that we could consider a travel bubble with the UK. And it's a great place to go on holidays.
Yeah, no, it is. You don't think about it necessarily about sun holidays, but loads of people have family living there. We're really familiar with it. Access has traditionally been super easy. You're there in an hour, and it's about way more than just city breaks in London. The UK is there's so much in Wales, in Scotland, and all around the country. And the aviation restart plan that the National Civil Aviation Development Forum put out a week or two ago did say that as a priority, government should open the common travel agreement again. You can travel from Ireland to the UK without hindrance, but of course you can't come back. Mm. And that's key at the moment. So yeah, Australia, New Zealand are firing ahead with the bubble. That's one suggestion. Why don't we do that? And listeners will obviously be thinking we have a land border as well with Northern Ireland. So that's yet another reason to do it. So that's definitely possible. The final thing to note is that when we talk about travel, we're talking about inbound travel too. And our tourism industry here is on its knees, and British people are traditionally our largest the biggest group of tourists that come here. So if we could get them returning in a safe way soon, that would be a great win, or a great kind of start to recovery for Irish tourism.
Now, what a lot of people are going to be thinking, if you're saying it could be autumn before we get away, a lot of people are going to think the Canary Islands, because that's where we're guaranteed our sun in the autumn. And the Canary Islands is keen to have people back, isn't it?
Yeah, they are, absolutely. And I think I'd nearly talk about the Canaries and Portugal and Mallorca in the same way, in this sense. They all have at currently kind of around an orange level of control, similar to Ireland, hugely dependent on tourism. And we're really used to going there. Irish people know the Algarve, they know Lanzarote, they know Tenerife. And these places have just bent over backwards to make themselves safe for tourism once it resumes. I mean, the Canaries will even give you free travel insurance so that when anything to do with COVID-19 while you're there is covered. That end of the, those worries are ruled out. Now, it's not possible to go at the moment, as we all know, But the Canaries in particular is a popular winter sun destination. So if we're playing this out and it happens and all goes well and the travel starts to trickle back in autumn, we have a tradition of going, you know, flying direct to the Canaries right throughout winter. And if the Canaries are in a safe space, I could definitely see that as an option. Ifs and buts.
Of course. Look, we'll take the ifs and buts as given, of course. We won't play this back to you the next time you're on and go, you said. Listen, Paul, on the broader picture, so there's some mention today that the EU system is going to forge ahead anyway, apparently, and that there could be vaccine passports available here by mid-July. Is that going to happen anyway? Like, regardless of what we think, is Europe going to move ahead here anyway?
Yeah, Europe is desperate to reopen. It's at the absolute core of its philosophy. Its shared policies are the freedom of movement and travel. It's critical for business. It's critical for tourism. It's going ahead and it's doing it and it's expediting all the legal side of getting the digital green certificate happening.
Okay.
We could just get
caught up and carried along in that, couldn't we? Everything could change. Like,
no, member state. The thing here is that member states will be able to opt in or to set their own rules one way or the other.
Yeah, but it'll create a certain momentum, if everybody else is at it, certainly, if things are okay here, you know. Listen, before you go...
100%.
Before you go...
I think the key thing is that there's a common one here being developed rather than 58 different ones that we're all confused by. So it has momentum, that's true.
Before you go, there's a brief question from an emailer here. I can't believe that Debbie has the gall to mention skiing, given that I think a lot of people blame skiers. Does Paul think we could go skiing at Christmas, Debbie says? Give me a one-word answer there, Paul.
I can't give a one-word answer.
Okay,
I think
go on, give a one,
possible.
Two sentence, yeah.
Ski resorts are going to be also working their absolute hardest to make themselves safe. Skiing's an outdoor activity, so that works in their favour. But we have a long way to go before we know whether that's going to happen. So I think it's possible. That's the best I can do.
Okay. Paul O'Connella, thank you very much. And you know what? Hopefully we'll be talking to you soon, not in the abstract, but maybe we'll be talking about concrete places we can go and things we can do. Thanks very much, Paul.